Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:49, and final segment coming up here with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. The consent agenda is quite loaded here today. In fact, we go all the way down to item P on the consent agenda. There's quite a few different things here. And Ron, do you want to just kind of take it away and tell us what we got on here?
Sure. I'll go through the highlights. First of all, last Thursday, we sold some general obligation bonds. We typically do that about twice a year, spring and fall. We sold about $4.49 million in bonds. About half of those were special assessments, and the other half were capital projects, three capital projects. It came down. We had two bidders for those bonds and the true interest rate of 1.55%. So that is a great rate. It's not as good as what we had last fall, which was an all-time record. Back in last fall, we had in September 0.84% on the bonds we sold. So that was unique. Last June, when we sold, which is comparable to our spring sale, it was 2.95%. So still lower than that. And really, you know, the last 5 years or so, we've had some really great interest rates on our bonds and TEP notes. So that's been favorable. We maintained our AA2 rating from Moody's. So that's always good to affirm that. We're just appreciative of that. The commission tonight will approve, ratify that bond sale that we had last week. So good news there. We have several items on the agenda relative to some acquisitions and easement acquisitions, both temporary and permanent easements. And a lot of it deals with some of the levee improvements that we're making, and we'll go to bid here in the next month or two by the Corps of Engineers. So having some of them deal with utility relocations, some of them deal with the actual additional land we need in the areas where we're raising the levee and having to widen the toe of the levee. And so those are the pieces. And then we have some that are on the Safe Routes to School program, where we have areas that we don't have sidewalks now, and we're trying to connect area sidewalks on either side of it. And so sometimes those get to be challenging. You know, part of that is dealing with some out of town landowners, and then others that just don't like, maybe they bought the lot because it doesn't have sidewalks, you know, and so they see the sidewalks as more of a maintenance issue for them and would rather not have them. So anyway, there's a few that we still haven't got to agreement. By and large, I know the subdivision that the homeowners association in this particular area that we've targeted for these grant funds and improvements are supportive of making the connections so the kids can get to the school better and easier. So those are the main reasons for that. Other items on there.
There are, though, Ron, some folks in opposition to that, which surprised me. I got a couple of emails where they don't want those sidewalks there.
Right.
And I just found that to be a little bit strange, because almost like, you know, Safe Routes to School, if there's not a, you know, good reason to put in a sidewalk, you know, that's got to be one of the best ones to be sure the kids can get to school safely. But the homeowners, a couple of them don't like it, and they think it's going to lower the value of their property, which is part of what they said. I don't really believe it does, but you are right. It does mean that, you know, you've got to shovel the walk, especially if it snows on a school day, because, you know, we got the kids walking to school. You got to get out there with a snow shovel. And that may be a drawback, but it also may be a plus in a community service, you know, to get out there and shovel that sidewalk so the kids can get to school. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see if we have a lot of opposition this evening on that.
I agree. And it kind of even just ties back to our other issue we talked about with our development standards. So there's periods of time and decades where we didn't require sidewalks in subdivisions. So people are now all walkers, whether it's school kids or just general walkers, have to walk in the streets. And so putting sidewalks back in an area is always more of a challenge because you have trees and other items that property owner has put in place that you kind of got to work around. So those are always a challenge, and that's why it's important that they're in your subdivision regulations to begin with.
Hey, with regards to sidewalks, has there been any discussion about a potential sidewalk from Casement to McCall?
Yes, there has. Actually, we have a future item coming to the commission to do a 30% design on Casement. You mentioned, so on Hayes Drive, you mean?
Right.
From on Hayes Drive from Casement to McCall. Actually, that particular project is in the budget, for the capital improvements budget for this year. It is under design. We anticipate going to bid on that project later this year. And part of that moved up in the priority because a period of time for the levee project, the trail will be closed. So there's not a good access for that. So that's a priority to get that project bid. And I don't know that we'll get it 100% constructed this year, but it should be close. Our goal is to try and get it in place before the construction starts on the levee.
All right. And as part of that, I also understand there may be a potential widening of Casement Road.
Yes, that was what I initially started to talk about, is that there's a CIP project that looks at widening Casement Road, much like it is from Marlette south there, where we put in the new bridge, more of an improved roadway, get rid of some of the ditches, put in some turning lanes, that sort of thing through that easement. And then so part of what that is would be to create a 30%. We've been working on some different grants we haven't been successful with to date, but we're hoping to get more design detail that will help us facilitate not only the vehicular improvements, but also additional pedestrian improvements along Casement.
All right. We have a caller here who wanted to squeeze in real fast, so let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Oh, thank you very much. There's a little lag on my end. Thank you for taking my call. I'm not sure if this would be the perfect question to ask if it's the commission who does this, but what are you guys doing to address affordability in child care and like pre-K and K schooling? Because that's a big incentive for families to come into Manhattan and contribute to the communities whenever they know they have adequate and affordable options for schools, especially for the young ones, because that's the strongest part of development. And did the city ever, I know Kansas State has a strong department whenever it comes to child care, has the city ever thought about doing a partnership with the university on that issue? Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Sure. Thanks for the call. We have had some partnerships in the past as far as helping to expand some of the child care facilities at K-State specifically. We do provide some funding assistance to some of our affordable child care operators, and that's been the extent of it. There's a lot of discussion, though. I know the regional council has looked at that topic. And others, as it is a significant need. Certainly the school district in the preschool offerings made a big investment in some of their preschool facilities, both out there on Kimball, as well as Eugene Field, are undergoing major expansions to allow for preschool education opportunities in the community. So, child care is a national issue as far as especially affordable child care. So it is something that there is quite a bit of funding assistance available from different branches of the federal government relative to folks who might want to expand it. So I appreciate the call, and I don't have any concrete solutions for you other than I think everybody recognizes that we certainly need to do better in that area.
Yeah, but I think one of the interesting things is, we talk economic development, we talk strategic planning, and I believe the caller brought up one of the things that needs to be part of the strategic plan and economic development, because all the businesses have this problem. And I've talked to, even Florence, why don't we have daycare centers in the industrial park? You know, why isn't there one in the vicinity of the hospital? And you already mentioned the schools. And what we've got to have is an economic development plan that brings business together, and we figure out a funding source so that the child care centers actually benefits the workforce, you know, much like the idea of workforce housing. And there should be a way to bring that about, you know, tap into whatever funds are available out there and then get businesses to cooperate and make that part of our economic development effort over the next few years.
Yeah, certainly is an issue here. A lot of folks are struggling with. We're out of time here, but we appreciate you both being on our show again here today. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight. That's going to wrap it up here for In Focus on KMAN. All right. Thanks, guys.